Space flight. Tally-ho! The Starship SN8 is ready for liftoff.
If all goes well, Elon Musk's plan to conquer the universe will soon take another step forward with the flight of Starship SN8, a rocket built by his company SpaceX. SN8 is expected to rise from its launch pad at Boca Chica in Texas sometime between December 4th and 6th. SpaceX have not confirmed this, but a local flight restriction has been imposed on the area for that period. The idea is that it will fly to an altitude of 15 kilometres, cut its engines, tip slowly forward until it is parallel with Earth's surface, and let gravity take its course. Then, shortly before it hits the ground, it will fire its thrusters again to realign itself vertically, and will thus come gently to rest on a landing pad a few hundred metres away from where it took off. SN8 is, as the name suggests, the eighth in the current series of prototypes for SpaceX's proposed Starship. SN stands for serial number. It is, though, the first to have a nose cone, and thus to assume the distinctive atmosphere-penetrating shape normally sported by space rockets. It also has more oomph than its predecessors. Previous SNs have used just one of SpaceX's Raptor engines and have, if launched, some were used for ground tests, reached a height of no more than 150 metres. SN8 includes three Raptors, half the number expected for the finished design. Strictly, SN8 is a prototype of only the second stage of the Starship that SpaceX proposes eventually to build. Its successors are intended to sit on an as-yet-to-be-constructed super-heavy rocket that will deliver the bulk of the firepower. This first stage vehicle is expected to house up to 37 Raptors. These will give it double the thrust developed by the first stage of a Saturn V, the launch vehicle America used for its crewed moon missions. And the moon is indeed an intended destination, though the craft will earn most of its bread and butter ferrying goods and people into orbits close to Earth, a task for which it has a capacity of 100 tons.